All right. Can we get started already? All right. I have things to do. Okay.
So many things to do.
We still don't have quorum yet. We're waiting on a
phobia.
Yes, that's right.
It's always phobia that's late. You'd think it'd be forgetfulness.
Huh. I usually forget to leave her when we're done.
To be fair, irrational is always coming from under the bed. It takes time for them to get here.
Well, they should remember to start early so they can get here on time. That's what I would do.
Remembering is hard, though.
Oh, God, you would take their side.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, right? It's just that we as a collection of a person's associated fears have been slacking off lately. And as a result, our human has been a little bit too comfortable in her life. I think that at the bare minimum, we should show up on time for our responsibilities.
Quite the little speech there, insecurity.
Phobia.
Well, I didn't know Phobia. You were here.
How is the underside of the bed?
Same as always. Dusty and dark. Meaningless. Like this meeting.
Is that why you're always late, Phobia? You think that what we do doesn't have any meaning?
Don't worry about it, anxiety.
Oh, because I can give you something to worry about if you need it.
Now look, you two. Settle down. All right? We're all on the same team.
Yes, of course. We all have the same goal. To feed upon the insecurities of an unsuspecting human and diminish their well-being and sense of worth. That's why we are the monsters under the bed. The boogeyman. Mm. The itch they cannot scratch. To that end, I call to order this meeting of the Associated Fears of Audra Frakes. Do I hear a second?
We second.
Let's do attendance. Insecurity?
Here.
Phobia?
Yeah.
Forgetfulness? Forgetfulness?
That's you.
Oh, right. Yes. What was the question?
I take it you all received your agendas?
I might have misplaced mine.
Not to worry. Forgetfulness, I made sure to bring an extra copy for you. First order of business. Our client. Audra's mental health, as of late, is disquietingly healthy, positive, and productive. She's having actually good, positive, personal relations. She is, as the kids would say, slaying. As the leader of the official agglomeration of assorted fears of Miss Frakes, this level of peace of mind is unacceptable. We have fallen down on the job, I am sad to say.
It's not our fault, though.
Isn't it?
Yeah, she's doing well at work, huh? Okay, she's over her bad breakup, and she's made some real progress in therapy.
There has to be something we can do. Forgetfulness. Can you have her mess up some important project at work?
Don't you think I'm trying? She completely forgot about a meeting at her office. But they simply just reminded her when it started, and they didn't mind when she came in late. We lost a perfectly good anxiety.
It's really terrible how a good support system can foil all of our best efforts. It makes us job so much harder.
I know. It's so frustrating.
Look, it's not just about whether we don't have any wins recently. This could affect us going forward.
What do you mean?
I've heard rumblings from the head office that if things don't turn around, we might have our budget slashed.
No! Get this terrible!
They can't do that. Can they?
They can't cut my budget now! Alright, I'm just about to start a large project, having her question her entire career path all the way back to middle school. I need a lot of sidekick capital for that, huh? And if I have to scrap that, what am I left with?
You and your big projects. What does that even amount to? If you can't hack it, it'll be up to me. And I don't need no big budget. Look, a snake!
What? Where?
See? I'll always have an in.
No, that's fine. Okay, that's fine for you. You're rational, all right? But I need actual life stuff to work with, okay? Stuff that she thinks she's lacking in, even though really, she's fine. Okay? Not being as smart, as rich, or as pretty as the next person. I don't have that. I don't have anything. Man, I miss the old days, man. Remember when she was in that horrible relationship last year? Self-doubt and worry and niggling all fears all day long. We were feasting.
I wish she never broke up. We should get her dating again. Does anyone remember how to do Tinder?
I've had it with all this losing. Look. Why don't we just let her win? She doesn't seem interested in by fear, self-doubt, random anxiety. Why should we keep trying to scare her when, you know, she's not in the market for it?
Amateurs.
Okay, so What did you say, Phobia?
You are all so agitated when you go boo and the mark doesn't go eek and you call yourselves monsters. You call yourselves fears. I don't do this to win. I do this because I love making people jump. Boo!
Well said, Phobia. I think we all need to remind ourselves of why we do this. We are the monsters in the night of every human soul. We are the fear of not measuring up, the disturbance in the quiet moments, the empty feelings in their guts. We wage an eternal battle against the other side, the positivity, the self-regard, the confidence. Sometimes we win, and sometimes they win, and that's the way it has to be. But what happens if we never win? If a person is allowed to skirt past all their fears, all their anxieties, all their limits, and make any decision they please, Unbridled egomania. Unbridled egomania. And the world has more than enough of that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it's terrible. Of course! A person without fear is insufferable and destructive to themselves, their friends and families, and even to the world without them. Doubt, fear of consequence is what keeps them sane.
Okay, but what about all of those people out there who are secure of themselves? All right, does that mean we're losing?
Are they really? In the dark, in the night, when no one is watching, are they really so sure and secure? Or is there a little voice which claws at them when their defenses are down, which whispers, are you sure?
Well said, Phobia. So remember, it's not just for kicks that we do this.
It's because we matter.
So let's go out there and give Audra a scare, why don't we? On three, one, two, three!
What if vaccines are actually an international
therapy? Did I give her two doses?
All right, team. Let's go back to work.
All right. Hey, back to under the bed, eh, Phobia?
Oh, no. Maybe I'll hide in a dark corner just outside of his sight. You know, just for variety. Kicks.
Great speech there, Anxiety. Really rally the troops. We needed something like that.
Thanks, Forgetfulness.
But what if it doesn't work, though? What if too many people don't feel any fear?
A world without fear? I'm afraid to even think about it.